You're listening to 90.5 WESA News. It's been nearly 40 years since a solar eclipse was visible across the United States. While Pittsburgh wasn't in what's called the path of totality, the moon obscured about 81% of the sun. 90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley covered, no pun intended, the eclipse today. Katie, refresh us on what happened earlier today.
Well, in a solar eclipse, the moon comes between the sun and the earth, blocking the sun and making the earth dark. It's actually what's called a syzygy, which is when three celestial bodies line up. Celestial bodies meaning stars, planets, moons. Also, you should definitely use the word syzygy next time you play Scrabble.
Good clue. So you were at the Children's Museum on the North Side today. Give us a refresher of what was going on there.
Well, like a lot of places around the city, the Science Center, the Frick Environmental Center, they had crafting, and kids could make their own eclipse viewers out of these cardboard boxes and aluminum foil. While I was there, I met Jennifer Kilborn and her four-year-old daughter, Greta, and a lot of the families at the Children's Museum had really young children, like Greta. So I asked Jennifer, her mom, how she described the eclipse to such a little kid.
The moon and the sun.
We're going to cross paths, right? We just tried to explain it in pictures, like, you know, and then trying to explain, like, the moon and the sun are going to cross paths, and it's going to get dark, and of course she's like, wait, there's going to be no light? What happened to the sun? And we're like, no, it's only for a few minutes, it's okay.
So, like Greta, I should note that you also, not today, but you did make your own pinhole projector, and we used it today. It did work.
I heard that it was, yeah, I heard it worked.
So, across the country, you know, there seemed to be a shortage of eclipse glasses. What was it like at the museum?
Yeah, they ran out of glasses pretty early on, but I talked to one of the MakeSpace employees, and the MakeSpace is where they were making all of the pinhole projectors, and I talked to him afterward. He mentioned they made hundreds of those projectors, and I saw people outside just using them constantly. I caught up with a Pitt professor named Karthik Harihiran, who was using what was like the equivalent of a pinhole, but he had two separate pieces of paper to project the sun.
Depending on the angle, it looks like an exact crescent, like when you actually use it. It goes by real fast, though. It's that one specific angle.
So what else were people saying during the actual peak times of the eclipse?
There were a lot of really excited people. I mean, I think everyone had an idea of what it might be like, but actually seeing it, they were really hyped up by it. I heard a lot of like, wows, and how cool is that? And I met Chris Butterfield from Philadelphia, who he described it this way.
It's like an upside down Cheshire cat.
Grew up in Massachusetts, and I remember doing this on like a soccer field with the whole like making the boxes and like looking at the shadow.
I also caught up with Ellen Seagraves and her three-year-old son Henry just as they were first looking at the eclipse.
There's the moon.
There's the moon. Was the moon in front of the sun?
Mm-hmm. I see
it. How does it look?
It looks orange. I see the circle, but all that dark is getting in front of the moon.
So I'm walking out there, and I have my microphone and my headphones on, and I was approached by two very eager kids. This is 9-year-old Allison Claire Fee and 10-year-old Louis Angelo, and they're both from McMurray.
I'm thankful that we got to see it for our first time.
Yeah, it's fun. The glasses work best.
So very adorable reactions. I also understand storytelling was part of today's event. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, one of the museum's project coordinators, her name was Joanna Kemp. She was outside on a blanket reading books from different cultures, talking about what the eclipses have meant throughout history and like the folklore surrounding them. And this is her reading from a book called Sun Painters, and it's from the Navajo tradition.
Come and renew the sun. The human beings are afraid. Come bring your brushes and your little ladders, and anywhere there is a dull color, give it back the colors of the rainbow.
So from today, Katie, do you have a favorite reaction?
I think all the kids' reactions were pretty fantastic. They were in awe when they looked up through those glasses. Everyone outside was super friendly. They were sharing, and that's actually how I met Judy Foster-Retta, who had one of my favorite reactions.
I think that's amazing that you can actually see the moon. It's hard to describe when you look at that, the feeling that you get, that suddenly you're standing here and it's warm and you know the sun's out, but you're looking at the moon and it's dark. It is kind of a spiritual moment.
90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley was out talking to people about today's solar eclipse at the Children's Museum on the North Side. Katie, thank you.
Thanks, sir.
To see pictures of some of the people Katie spoke to and for more local eclipse coverage, visit our website, wesa.fm.